But she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. This widow in the gospel, we're given no name. But yet, she leaves a lasting impression upon the Lord because of her willingness to give everything over to God. To offer her very self, as he says, her whole livelihood. And in essence, it's really the same action of what we heard in the first reading. When a widow from Zarephath, we don't know her name either, but contributes the very last of her food to the great prophet Elijah, offering her livelihood. And the thing is, my brothers and sisters, God provided for that widow from Zarephath, giving her everything she needed once she had given of her livelihood. I leave no doubt in my mind personally that the widow then in the gospel, because she gave her whole livelihood, was taken care of as well by God. Seeing the gift of herself being offered to the Lord. In a way, you can say she's offering the perfect life of stewardship. Because what does Jesus do upon the cross? He offers His livelihood. He gives of Himself completely. That's what we heard in the second reading. That He offered the sacrifice to take away all sin. His giving of His livelihood, Jesus upon the cross, is in order for us to be like the widow in the gospel. To be like the widow in the first reading, to make a grateful response to God Himself, to say, Lord, I see You giving of Your livelihood upon this very beautiful crucifix we have here at Blessed Sacrament. But I also see that livelihood given upon this very altar in the Eucharist. Jesus holds nothing back. He gives us His body, His blood, His soul and divinity. Offering us His complete self. When we enter into the confessional, God gives us completely His entire mercy, holding nothing back, because that's a part of His livelihood. And my brothers and sisters, as we have such a generous God who is willing to give us everything, there is not a single thing that we have that is not from Him, because He creates all things good. And as He gives of Himself to you and to me, it is understandable in our definition of stewardship to say we are to make a grateful response. To respond to the God who gives of His livelihood, I should seek to do the same. I should seek to say, Lord, You give of Yourself completely to me. I want to be like this wonderful widow in the gospel. I want to be able to offer You all that I have, all that I am. And to be honest, it's not much for me. Even as a priest, I sit there and turn to the Lord. I said, I wish I could give You more. But what the Lord just wants is He always tells me, all I want is You. All I desire is You. As I give myself to You, I'm just waiting for You to respond and give Yourself back to me. Whatever it is, I just desire You, Your livelihood. That's why the Lord looks upon this widow with just such admiration. To give her probably one of the greatest compliments in all of Scripture. Because He sees her giving herself back completely to God who gives Himself completely to her. And so, my brothers and sisters, it's appropriate then in this time of year when we're making our stewardship renewal. And I remind you, please pick up your packets. To be able to take the time to say, how am I being called by God to give of my livelihood back to Him through my time, my talent, and my treasure? How am I to be able to offer Him my very self as He offers Himself to me? Because that is the gospel message. A God who gives of His livelihood, seeking for us to give our livelihood in return. And you may be in your own mind thinking, I don't know what to give. Or maybe I've been given the same thing over and over and over again. Is there something else I should be doing? Should be offering. And I don't understand what it may be. You know what? That's why we have Called and Gifted coming next week. To be able to help you to discern those very things. Take the time to go on that very day. To learn maybe what the Holy Spirit is drawing, wanting to draw from you. To offer back to the Heavenly Father. Because my brothers and sisters, we are all called to receive the very great life of God into us. He's giving us His livelihood. To be filled with Him so that we may make a grateful response. And if I may encourage just one thing though upon that packet. One thing to maybe just sign up for. Above all else. Take an hour of adoration. Once a week. Sign up to be going in there to be before the Lord who gives of His livelihood in the Eucharist for us to be able to look upon to pray. And maybe you might be there thinking, you know what, Father, I just don't know what to say when I go in there. That's the same with me too at times. I walk in there at times and I'm thinking, Lord, I don't know what to say. And the only thing that comes to my mind is like, I just want to be loved by You. And so I sit there and just simply be loved by God. To be having His love poured into me. As I look upon the Eucharist, as I maybe read the Bible, as I maybe pray a rosary. But it's all in the very part of just maybe just sitting there, just looking kind of dumbly looking at the Eucharist and going, I'm being loved by God. Because He's wanting to give His livelihood to you and to me. And what better stewardship, what better way to give of our time, our talent, our treasure through prayer. Because there's no greater time used than when we're praying. There's no greater talent that each of us has than prayer. There is no greater offering of treasure than our very prayers to God and to receive His love. And so, my brothers and sisters, seek to see how you are to be like this widow in the gospel. To give of your livelihood back to God. I encourage you through your adoration, but through all the other ministries that we have here, to offer yourself to the Lord as a complete gift of your livelihood to the One who has given His livelihood to us upon the cross and upon this very altar. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.